Thank you, everyone, for joining in. And I will ask Nikki from Meadow Portage. She'll share her experience as a beekeeper, and we look forward to your presentation.
So I think I'll just start with a few things you want to consider before getting bees. So one thing that you want to consider is allergies. It can be very serious, and it should not be taken lightly. I have had a friend that has passed away due to allergic reaction from a bee sting. Another thing you want to think about is time and commitment. Another thing you want to consider is physical demands. There is some heavy lifting and hard physical work that is required in beekeeping. Another thing that you will want to consider before getting your bees is registering your hives with the Manitoba Bee Association. And then before you get your bees, a couple of things you want to consider is the placement of your beehives. So you want to have a good location to place your beehives, open to the south for sunshine. It's good for the bees' health, but it also gives them lots of sunlight hours in the daytime to do their work and to go out for nectar. You want to have a good wind protection from the north. And another thing that you want to be sure that you have is that your bee yard is going to be accessible year-round. Also, you want to look that it has a good water source and protection from predators. Then there's also a few questions that you'll want to ask when you pick your bees up. So number one, have the bees been medicated? What treatment is recommended for the fall? How and which entrances should you open as soon as you get the bees home? And should you add a honey super as soon as you take your hives home? Then once you get your bees home, you'll want to feed your hives immediately. Open the entrances, whichever ones were recommended, and add an excluder or a super if it was recommended by the beekeeper. Once you've had your bees for 1 week, it's a good idea to do a queen check. So you don't need to necessarily find the queen herself, but look for eggs, look for larvae, and also listen. Hives that are queenless usually are loud and they roar a lot. You'll see a lot of fanning. So the question you have to ask is, did the queen survive her move? If she did not survive the move, you want to take action immediately to requeen your hive. If you are unsure about whether or not your queen is laying eggs, recheck again in 3 days. If she did survive the move and everything looks good, just put the hive back together and continue to feed them. And then after you've had your bees for about 2 weeks, it's a good idea just to do another queen check. At this time, it's a good idea to start looking for nectar and pollen to figure out what exactly you're looking for. And then usually after you get your bees, it should be close to the middle of June. And in Manitoba, we kind of have a honey dearth from the middle of June until the beginning of July. So it's a good idea to keep feeding your hives up until July. At this time of year, we feed 1-to-1 sugar syrup. And you don't have to feed a lot, just a small amount. Something to keep in mind is you cannot overfeed bees. The only thing with feeding a lot of sugar water is that their hives will get very crowded, and you also can cause problems with swarming later on in the year, but you cannot overfeed bees. Once you're into July and you have a nectar flow, then you'll want to check your hives every 7 to 10 days, and just every time you open the hive, look for growth and look for nectar, look for pollen. Add supers if you need. It's a good idea to add a super when you either see white wax forming on the tops of the frames or 5 to 6 of the frames have nectar on them. You do not want to overcrowd your bees at this time of year, or it could cause them to swarm. If you have wintered your hives in the previous year, there's a few questions you should make sure you've answered. Have you medicated your bees? If not, you should at least monitor your mite levels and medicate them now still with the oxytetracycline. If you monitor your mite levels and they're very high, it's not too late to treat. And have you done a queen check? If you want to split your hives, this is a good time of year to do it. Splitting hives is a good way to replace any hives that were lost over winter. It prevents swarming, and splitting is also a good way to increase your hive numbers if you are looking to expand your numbers. Now is also a perfect time to introduce a new queen because the hives are so content with bees that they have. Just things to consider all season. So every time you open your hive, does it look healthy? Is there growth in the hive? Take a look at the brood pattern. What does the brood pattern look like? Is it clean? Is it a full brood pattern, or is it spotty? If there's spots and kind of a patchy brood pattern, you could have either a disease in your hive, or it might be a sign of a failing queen. And also, what do the hives look like right now? Are they building up? Are they going to be strong enough for winter? And then when you want to harvest your honey, it's a good idea to wait until at least 70% of the nectar is capped. If you harvest it before 70% of it is capped, you have a risk that the honey will ferment. Don't wait too long, though, because if you wait too long and leave it in the hive too long, the honey may begin to crystallize, and then it is impossible to get out of the frame, and the only way to use it really is to feed it back to the bees. Just as a couple notes for the fall feeding, I like to start feeding for sure by September 10th, and usually we feed our hives between 5 and 7 gallons of 2-to-1 sugar syrup per hive. If you leave the honey in with them, we just feed them for as long as they will take syrup and just continue to keep their pails full and let them take as much syrup as they will take. It's a good idea in the fall to monitor and treat for mites and also to treat with the oxytetracycline. One other note that I have is to reduce entrances as soon as you start feeding in the fall to reduce robbing from the hives. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot else to say unless anybody has questions. I'm open for any questions, and I'll see if I can help.
Well, thank you for that presentation. That was very in-depth. I think I'll maybe just highlight some of the things that I think should be highlighted again and some of the things that we can also keep looking out for during spring. There was a mention about treating your bees for the varroa mite, which is a pest that is fairly common in Manitoba. And the pest looks like a tiny little tick. And you'll see it on the bees. And if it's really bad, then you'll also see it inside each cell. And that can get out of hand and destroy a hive. So if you're treating the bees, treat your hives with oxalic acid. But just to remember to follow the instructions, because if you overdo it, you can really hurt the hives and can even kill it. But if you are treating your hives, you will notice that the bees will slow down a little bit just because it's really strong, but then they'll pick up in about a week and a half or 2 weeks. For splitting hives, something that if you're a beekeeper, you might notice queen cells. And that's something you want to be watching out for, because that can mean that you need to give your bees more space. So that might mean that you have to add on another super. That could also mean that the queen is slowing down. So the bees might be wanting to create a new queen, or it could be that the hive is trying to requeen itself. So once you've kind of figured out what the bees are doing, and if you find the queen and you see that she's laying well, and a good brood pattern is the queen laying single eggs at the bottom of the cell and very straight up. And once you see if the queen is still doing that, you could save those queen cells, which actually look like little cones. And in the chance that you lose a queen, you can requeen that hive by introducing that queen cell. Yeah, and I guess going back to the brood pattern, you're wanting to make sure there's eggs, there's larvae, and there's brood. So what we mean by brood is the last stage of the eggs. So that'll be when the bee is fully formed and it's about to chew its way out of the cell. You want to make sure that there's a good ratio of that. And then there's fresh eggs, and the fresh eggs always tell you that there is a queen laying. So when you're checking for your hives, you want to make sure that there's the three. There's eggs, there's larva, and there's brood, because that makes sure that there is a queen that's laying and that there's a good ratio between the eggs and the larva and the brood. And then I guess the last thing is, if you're having bees near your house, maybe take some time to teach the neighbors or the youth in the community about the bees. And if you can and have some extra honey or have the time to bring somebody along, sometimes teaching the people about the bees and kind of sharing that magic, that liquid gold with them and letting them have a bit of a taste of what's going on there can be helpful for people having a bit more respect for the hives or knowing that they might get a jar of honey at the end of it all. So yeah, I guess that's some of the tips I have.
So thank you.